This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. Nothing sums up what's happening in America better than the following story. The man identified as a suspect in the killing of a recent Temple University graduate who was shot to death while walking his dog in Philadelphia had been released from prison on reduced bail just 2 weeks ago. 25-year-old Milan Loncar did not put up a fight when two people approached him Wednesday evening in the Brewery Town section of Philadelphia while walking his dog. After they rifled through his pockets, they shot him dead. The man arrested, 20-year-old Josephus Davis, I never heard that name before, Josephus Davis, lives a few blocks from the crime scene. He was arrested just 2 hours after the murder, allegedly driving a car stolen in a separate carjacking. Davis is let out of prison on December 29th after paying reduced bail. Davis is charged with a separate violent carjacking of an Uber driver and paid $2,000 bail after a judge reduced the bail from $100,000 to $20,000. Then, of course, you pay 10%. For allegedly assaulting and threatening a corrections officer while in custody, Davis paid $1,200 reduced bail after a different judge reduced his bail from $20,000 to $12,000. So in all, he paid a total of $3,200. So he paid $2,000 bail after violently carjacking an Uber driver and $1,200 reduced bail after assaulting and threatening a correction officer while in custody. And they let him out, and he killed this nice guy. Now, let me describe this guy. The guy he killed looks like a really handsome 25-year-old guy who just got out of Temple University, his whole life in front of him, walking his dog. Right away, I'm a dog lover, so I know he's a great guy. And he's dead. It's over. Your whole life was for nothing. All those years of education at Temple, 4 years, or, you know, nowadays most people go to college for 5 or 6 years. But whatever, that's why he's 25 and he just graduated Temple. He probably was in school for 7 years. 7 years of college for nothing. Everything you learned in your brain is for nothing because they blew your brains out. For no reason. After they rifled your pockets, after they already carjacked someone else, after you already beat up a corrections officer, at that point, they decided to kill you for no reason. That's what happens with liberal district attorneys and prosecutors who create no bail or very low bail. I'm amazed that you paid bail at all. Because nowadays, when liberals are charged, you don't pay bail at all in places like Philadelphia. But he got away with $3,200 when he should have had $1 million bail. And he should have been locked up till trial. Terrible person. Then he should get the death penalty. But liberals don't want that either. That's the story of what America's like today. And, you know, I grew up in a black town, majority black town, went to a middle school all black, went to high school all black. Never have anything bad to say about someone because of the color of their skin. I've always said, in your typical black neighborhood, 98% of the people are good people, law-abiding, tax-paying, wonderful people who just aren't doing anything wrong. And when white policemen go in that area, they're risking their lives to keep that 98% of black people safe. But to do that, they're going to go after the criminal element. Outlaw Chicago, it's all blacks being killed by other blacks. So there's a lot of black criminals, just like a lot of nice black people. There's nothing racist about saying that. Nothing. And so the guy who was killed is white. The guy who murdered him is black. So when you say black lives matter, do white lives matter? Does a life matter when a black guy kills a white person? Does the white life matter? Do all lives matter? Because I think black lives matter, but do all lives matter? Should there be a march for this poor kid who died? Does anybody care? It's just amazing to me. Just amazing. Let's talk about Biden. I opened up the show by saying how disgusted I was by Karl Rove just genuflecting all over Biden. Oh, I love this guy. Oh, he's so heartfelt. Unity, what a great speech. Oh, unity. We've all got to kiss up to the Democrats. What is the matter with you people? What is your mental illness that you need to kiss the ass of people that want to ruin you and destroy American exceptionalism and capitalism? Let's go over the 17 executive actions on day one. So, number one, 100 days of masking challenge by Joe Biden. He realized he can't demand, in a country with states' rights, he can't demand that we all wear masks, but he's asking us to all wear masks, and then he's urging state and local governments to issue the same challenge, which means soon we'll all be masked, because then the state and local government will say, well, if it's okay for Biden, it's okay for us. You can all live in masks in your car, you can live in masks in your house, you can live in masks while you're jogging, playing sports, when you're taking a walk outside in the fresh air. It's all insanity. Number two, stop the United States withdrawal from the World Health Organization. More insanity. Put Dr. Anthony Fauci as the head of the delegation to the WHO. More insanity. Name something Anthony Fauci's ever been right about. I mean, he's the dumbest doctor in the world. He's wrong about everything. But more importantly, I won't say it. I'll let someone else say it for me. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko has been on the show many times and discussed at length that if you give someone hydroxychloroquine plus zinc, plus Z-Pak early on when they first get COVID, it knocks it out right away almost every single time. I mean, the success rate is 99.9%, I'll tell you. He had, I think he's treated 3,200 people with COVID, and only three have died. 3,200, three have died, and they were very old and very sick. One of them had very bad cancer. So he'll tell you that he will say, Dr. Zelenko has said many times, that all the people who knocked hydroxychloroquine and stopped you from getting it outside of an emergency room in ICU are complicit in murder. They're complicit in killing the American people. These people did not have to die. The people that are supposedly dead, the 300,000 Americans, they didn't have to die. Not only does hydroxychloroquine work, but I think it's pronounced Invectrin. I don't have it in front of me, but I think it's Invectrin. You know, if you catch it early with hydroxychloroquine, he will tell you, I'm not a doctor. Zelenko and many other doctors will tell you, it knocks it right out. But then if you don't catch it early and you wind up in an emergency room, it doesn't work. We all admit that hydroxychloroquine only works early. It does not work. It does not work if you don't catch it early. So once you're in the ICU, what works? Ivermectin. There it is. Ivermectin. I got it. I've got it listed in my address book on my phone. Ivermectin. I wrote down in April, ivermectin 100% effective in Bangladesh and China on people with COVID. I think I read that article in like the New York Times magazine section, and I wrote it down. And it's on the approved list by the World Health Organization, unlike hydroxychloroquine, and it's readily available. And then I saw a doctor testifying in front of Congress and saying it is the most amazing miracle in the world. He was almost crying. He was like shrieking. You just don't get it. And he had a perfect resume. He's an incredible doctor. Incredible record of success. And he said nobody should be dying. Nobody has to die. Nobody. Because if you get COVID, you just give them ivermectin and they'll be fine. And I'll tell you a little story. One of my closest friends, great family in Vegas, who's very close to me, and one of their relatives died of COVID recently. And I knew him, he's a friend of mine, died of COVID. I think he's about 65 years old, and died of COVID. And the family tried to get ivermectin. And the family doesn't even know that I preach hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. They don't even know that. Okay? They're very busy businessmen. I don't think they ever listen to my show. They work all day. And he didn't even know I preach ivermectin. He told me, our relative did not have to die. We tried to tell the hospital. We actually smuggled in ivermectin. We literally had to buy it ourselves, find a way to get it, buy it, and smuggle it in. And we got it in, and we got it to his room, and they never would give it to him. They would not give it to him, and he died. And he just didn't have to die. And they're very angry. They're very angry. They don't believe it's COVID. They believe it's COVID with, you know, an assist to the hospital. because they should have given him the ivermectin, but they wouldn't give it to him. And it's not hydroxychloroquine. There's no reason why they wouldn't give it to him. Makes no sense. And now he's dead. So there's no reason for anyone to be panicking about COVID. We've got two incredible drugs that work fantastic on it, according to many, many doctors that have been on my show. And who is wrong about all of this? Dr. Anthony Fauci. So why would you make him the head of the WHO? Some other things that are just sickening in executive orders. Extends the existing pause on student loan payments and interest for Americans with federal student loans. So nobody's paying anything anymore, thanks to Democrats. Rejoins the Paris Climate Accord. Nightmare. Cancels the Keystone Pipeline. Nightmare. Killing jobs. Union jobs. Rescinds the Trump administration's 1776 commission. That was a fantastic commission that tried to get racism, you know, which shows American history being nothing but a bunch of horrible white men, and white men are all evil. And Trump tried to clean that out of the schools, and now he's putting it back in again. And then how about prevents workplace discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity? It's going to ruin everybody's business. You can't discriminate. Guy shows up for a job, but he's not a guy, he's a girl. Or he's a girl, who's a guy. And you don't want him in your place. He's mentally ill. He's defective. There's something wrong with this person. Nope, got to hire him. Requires non-citizens to be included in the census and the apportionment of congressional representatives. Wow. Fortifies DACA. Stops the building of the wall. These are all executive orders today by Joe Biden. Stopping the building of the wall. It's very disconcerting. Capitalism is going to be gone. American exceptionalism is going to be gone. And the border is non-existent.
Awesome and amazing year. Hey, friends, it's John Jubilee, and I'm here to encourage you this year, no resolutions. No, we know those all fail, right? Come on. You did those for the last 10 or 20 years, and you never kept one, and neither did anybody else. So this year, let's have a revolution that changes, that sticks, that stays. Make this the year you can check off the box. I got off all my medication. I lost all of my fat. I got back my flat belly, and I'm the shape and size I always dreamed I'd be, and I am healthy from the inside out. This is your year of revolution. So join tens of thousands that have succeeded. Reach out to us. Just go on our website and click the red button on EnergizedHealth.com. EnergizedHealth.com. Or call us directly at 888-444-8895.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. The new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited. Yes, you hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be used. track letter, TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hey, Trap.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Hey, by the way, my podcast, War Raw, is not once a week anymore. It's every day of the week. And you can get it in the same place you get my once a week weekend podcast. In other words, you can get it at Spotify and Apple and all the other places. You automatically get a podcast, anyone's podcast. You'll get War Raw, the Wayne Allen Root podcast. So check it out every day of the week now. And the sponsor of this segment of the show is VRA, otherwise known as Vertical Research Advisory. My great friend Kip Herridge, only have to know three letters, VRA, VRA, VRA. Memorize those three letters, VRA. And go to their website and get 2 weeks free of the VRA newsletter. The website, VRAinsider.com. The company's VRA, Vertical Research Advisory. The newsletter is VRA, Vertical Research Advisory. The website is VRAinsider.com. Kip Herridge is the founder and the owner. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. I've seen his incredible results firsthand. His top-performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. So let him prove to you how well VRA works. It's a daily financial newsletter and stock newsletter. And I just don't open up my mail first thing in the morning without looking at that first. For a limited time, Kip's offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks at VRAinsider.com. Tell him Wainwright sent you or War sent you, VRAinsider.com. So I just finished reading you this story about this person in Philadelphia who was let out on bail, very cheap bail, from doing some very violent things and killed this poor kid. This 25-year-old kid who just graduated Temple University, who was walking his dog. Can you imagine? People don't think about things like this. I feel bad for the guy, and what about his dog? What if your dog is walking with you 1 minute, my master, I love him, and then somebody blows your master's brains out, and that's it. The dog has no master anymore, and he's never going to see him again the rest of his life. Dog will be in shock for life. Just a terrible, terrible thing. And this piece of human garbage was just let out of jail on low bail 2 weeks before and allowed to come out and kill someone. That's a sign of what's going to happen in cities all over the United States. I promise you. And then global warming hardliners, John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, their whole life's about global warming and climate change, and they took a private jet from L.A. to Washington to the Biden inauguration. Doesn't that just sum up this entire generation of morons? And then jabs for joints, free bag of weed with your COVID vaccine in D.C. Just when you thought it couldn't get any lower. After selling the public on the idea the vaccine will change the world and save everyone, even though the flu shot has never saved anybody. Even though everyone I know who has the flu just got the flu shot. Flu shot obviously does not work, but they brainwash everyone to believe it's such a wonderful thing. And I feel the same way about this vaccine. I have no idea. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. I know it was rushed to production. I know it was way too early. I know nobody knows the side effects you're going to be. And the idea that you would go ahead and get it and risk your life and put that poison in your veins in return for a free bag of pot just shows how far we have sunk. And I also know that even if this thing is good, maybe this vaccine's good, I'm not against it. But I just know that we know nothing about it. And it's silly to put something in your body that you know nothing about. It's too dangerous. And then no sooner I say that, and of course every liberal disagrees with me, but they're all for abortion, right? They agree the woman has a right to murder a baby because it's in her stomach. So therefore, it's her property. She can do what she wants with it. Well, don't I have a right to turn down your vaccine? Don't I have a right of my own body, what I'm going to put in it? But no sooner I say that, it turns out in Norway, they're very concerned because a lot of people are getting sick and a lot of people are dying from the vaccine. Same thing in California. I don't think it's death in California. It's really bad allergic reactions to the vaccine, one of the vaccines. And it's so bad, they're actually asking them to pause. Pause for a while. Let's see what's going on. And then, of course, in upstate New York, nobody got COVID in a certain nursing home. And then as soon as they gave them the vaccine, 24 people died of COVID. Now, that doesn't make you pause and think about it. And are you allowed to ask questions? Well, no, you're not. You say that on Facebook, you're banned or certainly suspended. You're not allowed to ask questions about lockdowns. You're not allowed to ask questions about masks. You're not allowed to ask questions about the vaccine. That's what's happened to our society. Very frightening. If you ask conservative questions, you're dead. It's over. You can ask liberal questions. You can ask anything you want of President Trump. You can say any nasty thing you want. But as far as liberals go, you're not allowed to ask questions about the things they believe in, like lockdowns, masks, and the vaccine. And you're not allowed to tell anyone that vitamins work and that vitamins build your immune system so you're so strong that hopefully you never get sick. You're not allowed to say those things because if you say them, you're misleading medical advice. Craziest thing in the world, we live in a country that's become rich with censorship and banning and book burning.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden is signing 17 executive actions and orders in his first hours of his presidency. regarding the executive orders, the president saying,
I'm going to start by keeping the promises I made to the American people. A long way to go. These are just executive actions. They are important, but we're going to need legislation for a lot of the things we're going to do. And the first order I'm going to be signing here is relates to COVID, and it's requiring, as I said all along, where I have authority, mandating masks be worn, social distancing be kept on federal property and interstate commerce, etc.
Regarding the letter that outgoing President Trump left him, Biden saying the letter was very generous. He also said he wouldn't talk about it until he spoke to Trump on the phone. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You can
and speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to my show, Wayne Allen Root, Rowan Unfiltered, on USA Radio Network. Let's get right to our guest, retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaffer, president of the London Center for Policy Research, and all kinds of questions to ask him about Joe Biden. Tony Schaffer, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Wayne. Good to be on.
Yeah, first time, right? So hopefully many more. Hopefully many more. All right, so look, I'm in a lot of pain, obviously. I can't stand, you know, the message of Karl Rove today on Fox News that the speech was so great and it was so unifying and it was so heartfelt and we've all got to unify now. I don't want to unify with a bunch of communists and Marxists who want to fill the army with transgenders and fill the female locker rooms with transgenders and fill the sports teams with transgenders and let in people from Yemen and Somalia and Iran. That's their first act, you know, upon entering the presidency. Those things are so important to Joe Biden. These are Marxists, and they're going to destroy our country and certainly destroy our economy and certainly kill millions of jobs and kill the energy industry. And I don't want to unite with people like that. I see these as very destructive people, and I'm not going to be unified with people that are destroying my country and my economy.
Oh, look, I'm with you. I was just watching the White House briefing. Ms. Pataky, the new spokesman, was spouting propaganda. I don't know how to put it. First, to your point, they quote unquote removed the Muslim brands, like the ban. No, they removed the ban and screening process. The enhanced screening process was required for some nations which had a radical population. That was not a Muslim ban. It was a practical measure of security.
It was a terrorist ban, right?
Right. Yeah. Right. Right. Exactly. They defunded the wall just now. I mean, defunded the emergency funding going to the wall. They're going to reopen all these things with China. You know, my colleague and friend Tulsi Gabbard, Congresswoman Gabbard, who we disagree on a lot. She was the first to speak out about what she saw coming regarding this issue of men being allowed to compete in women's sports. I mean, think about that. This is a Democrat, Tulsi Gabbard, saying this is wrong. But instead of actually listening to what makes sense, instead of doing those practical things that need to be done to the American people, Wayne, they have decided to launch off on a radical agenda. I mean, day one. I mean, literally, they're putting it out. And look, I've got a degree in environmental studies. We're now re-entering the completely bogus Paris Accords, which will essentially have us funding the world to do nothing, especially China and India, which are two of the biggest polluters. Now they don't even produce CO2. They produce grit. They produce real
coal.
Waste.
Stuff
coal.
That comes from
they
coal.
Burn coal. Yeah. And yet we're the ones going to be paying the bill for the world. It's completely insane.
Right. Well, I've always argued that, well, number one, you don't know, you know, what percent of climate change is real and what's not. You don't know what percent is man-made and what's not. It could be from sun flares. It could be from the warming of the ocean. It's from a thousand different things, but it may not be from man. But more importantly, let's assume it's real. Let's assume there really is climate change and there really is global warming. Even if that's true, there's nothing we can do as long as China is belching pollution at record levels and India's belching pollution at record levels. Nothing we do. It's all a drop in the ocean. It means nothing. So you sacrifice jobs for nothing while the other countries are booming in their economy. It's economic suicide to let them do what they do and for us to cut back. It makes no economic sense.
No, you're right. And it doesn't make scientific sense either, because as you point out, you know, you want to study the issue so that you can actually, as a matter of fact, if it's true, we're actually having longer growing seasons. We need to figure out to start increasing the output of farms. And by the way, Wayne, one of the things they're not paying attention to is the over saturation of plastics in all environments. The San Francisco Bay, places in the Pacific, the real issues that we should be dealing with regarding climate, like that, are ignored. board because, geez, industry does not want to be, bothered with stopping using plastics. It's real issues like that that anybody who actually understands the issues of climate and pollution should be working. But instead, they think somehow by us giving money to a bunch of foreign countries so that they will lower their carbon footprint, we'll do absolutely nothing. And as you point out, kill American jobs.
Well, you know what else is strange? Let's talk about two things. Number one, Democrats are obsessed with COVID, obsessed with it. To me, it's the flu. It may be highly contagious, and it's deadly for very old people, but in general, it's the flu, and they're so obsessed with it, and they're obsessed with pollution and the environment. Well, how come it doesn't count? Those two issues don't matter when it comes to illegal aliens. First of all, how many illegal aliens will come through the open borders of Joe Biden with invitations of getting everything free, and they'll be sick with COVID and 100 other diseases that America beat 100 years ago, and they're going to bring them back to our country and our classrooms? And number two, what about the pollution they bring? If you let in 50 million new people over the next 10 years, next 20 years, and believe me, they will come when you give them free health care. Yeah. 50 million people come. So America will be a nation of 400 million or 500 million, not 330 million. Wouldn't that make this a lot dirtier, more polluted country? You're going to see us wearing masks like China, not because of COVID, but because you can see the air. It's going to be so filthy like it is in places like China. So how come liberals give climate change and environmentalism a pass and COVID a pass when it comes to illegal aliens?
Right. So first, the overall death rate last year did not change significantly, which says COVID was not significant. And as you point out, Wayne, the survival rate is high. It's a version of the flu, and most people survive it except for the older folks. So it's tragic. I'm not belittling those who have died. I'm saying, as I agree with you, it's flu. And yes, when you introduce people who are not practicing good hygiene, they're actually probably infected with other diseases, which we don't know. They're not screened. They introduce that into our environment. And the cost of that, the medical costs, the costs of treatment, of sickness is going to rise. And then the idea that we're going to simply accommodate these folks, who's going to pay for it? And that's going to be a real issue as we move forward. And another point that I think underscores what you're saying regarding this attitude that we can just bring people in, it's going to further diminish the market for our own workers. One of the things that even at one point Bernie Sanders recognized is that the more cheap labor you bring in, the more the wages are diminished of citizens, of Americans. And the Democrats are doing everything they can to diminish the blue-collar worker value, that is the value per hour of workers. And frankly, Wayne, they're trying to create a permanent underclass, because the other thing Joe Biden said today is he's going to create an eight-year path to the citizenship for these illegal aliens, which tells me everything. They don't want anybody to actually prosper and integrate. They want to have a permanent underclass that allows for essentially these people to be subservient to the government for indefinitely. It's very sad.
Well, we're talking to retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the London Center for Policy Research. Well, it's more than that, though, Tony. I predicted back in 2016 that if you don't elect Trump, this was the last election in 2016, if you don't elect Trump, it's the end of America and no Republican will ever be elected president again, because Hillary Clinton will open up the borders and let everybody in the world in, plus legalize those already here, plus let in millions of more Muslims like Obama did, Muslim immigrants, and pretty soon the United States will look like a country you don't even recognize. And I think I was right, but it never happened because, we got lucky and Trump beat then, I think, a rigged election. They certainly rigged it, and I think he beat it. And this time they made sure he couldn't beat a rigged election. They rigged it triple. And so now I think they're going to fill the nation with 20 million newcomers, and they're going to fill the nation with the 20 million that are already here and make them legal. And pretty soon, you're going to have an entire nation with, that's 40 million new Democrat votes. That's what it's really about. Forget about an underclass. It's about Democrat votes, and no Republican can ever win the presidency again.
Well, that was Reagan's one huge mistake, is that he allowed the illegal aliens in California to become citizens, and that mistake cost California its being ever essentially a swing state. And I think arguably what you're saying is absolutely correct, that what they're going for here is a permanent, I would argue they're still going to be an underclass because they're going to be dependent on the government, but yes, they're going to have this permanent a cast of individuals will always vote Democrat. Now, to that point, though, Wayne, some of the folks who are here woke up to the fact that, hey, President Trump is actually trying to improve conditions for all Americans, and in pretty much every demographic, he improved the number of minorities voting for him. So I think we're going in the right direction, and unfortunately, you know, I'm with you. I've done some of the actual investigations of the appearance of fraud and the irregularities, and questions still need to be answered on that.
Well, you know, look, just personal experience. I know thousands and thousands of people. They're my fans, and I make lots of friends, you know, in my cell mm-hmm. phone, Tony, and hopefully you'll join my cell phone Rolodex.
I'd like that, sure.
I've got over 3,000 people in my phone, and I don't know anybody who voted for Trump last time that didn't vote for him again. Nobody left right. Trump, so he didn't lose one vote from when he beat Hillary. Then he added 11 million new voters, and then, like you said, he went up with blacks, he went up with Hispanics. I guarantee you he had more gay votes this time than last time. I guarantee you he had more of every single group. How could you lose if that's the case? Doesn't make any math sense.
No. Well, when you've got 200,000 ballots that no one can account for in Pennsylvania, I mean, you have, you know, literally 200 more ballots than people voted, and then they say there's no appearance of fraud, then there's something really wrong. And, look, I had a conversation with Attorney General Barr on one of the investigations I was running back in early December. And I don't know if you saw his comments in his interview. I think it came out today or yesterday.
Hey, Tony, let's pick this up on the other side of the break. The music's on. We just got to run to a break. Stay with me. Don't go anywhere. I want to keep you. And I want to get your thoughts on the idea. I don't want violence. I don't want civil war. What I want is some sort of light secession, almost like the EU. You know, you could have France, you could have Germany. They have their own government, their own system, their own taxation, but they're under the umbrella of the EU. Why can't we do that with states in the United States? Give me the answer when we get back. Wayne on the route with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal. But we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil. Our immune systems are facing the most stress, perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance offers remarkable products to support our immune systems. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Personally, I love and use their liquid vitamin D complex, trace minerals, natural greens, and probiotics. And the best immune-boosting product I've ever used. Since taking these products, my energy is up dramatically. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. I'm feeling better than I have in years.
years.
And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system.
And my fans get 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Help me support a truly patriotic American company that truly cares for your health. Call Freedom Health Alliance, 888-910-0341. Just say War sent you to get 20% off. Call now, 888-910-0341, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use the promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, before we get back to my esteemed guest, retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, I wanted to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Freedom Health Alliance. All of you who've been listening to my show for 5-plus years now know that, you know, I'm a real vitamin, nutrition, health, and fitness guy. I work out every day, never miss a workout, never miss eating healthy, never miss taking my vitamins, and I've never had a sniffle since the day COVID appeared in this world. I haven't had the flu in 25 years. I've had maybe two tiny little, you know, stuffed noses in the last 10 years, 15 years. I mean, I've had two minor colds in 15 years. That's it. And I credit it to, you know, my vitamins and my healthy background. And right at this moment in time, our nation is in such turmoil. Our immune system is facing the most stress maybe in history. And along comes my new sponsor, Freedom Health Alliance, and I use their products. I use their liquid vitamin D complex. You all know that's in the news all the time now, vitamin D. Their trace minerals, their natural greens, their probiotics, and the best immune-boosting product I've ever used. And my fans get 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free, 888-910-0341. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Get 20% off, 888-910-0341. Just say War sent you. Get 20% off, 888-910-0341. Or go to freedomhealthalliance.com. Freedomhealthalliance.com. Great, great nutritional products to keep your immune system strong and keep you fit. Back to retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Tony, I mentioned secession before we went to the break, and it's kind of a scary word, so the way I've tried to phrase it with people is just think of it like divorce. Mommy's a liberal and daddy's a conservative, and we need a divorce for the good of the kids. I think that's what America might need, you know, a Republic of Texas. Maybe all the states that join Texas's lawsuit in the Supreme Court could all join under one umbrella, and we, you know, I don't want to live under the Biden 17 executive orders he ordered today. They make me sick to my stomach. What do you think about that idea? Is it even remotely possible that we could put something like that together? And maybe we'd all be under the United States of America still, but there'd be kind of a loose affiliation between, you know, 20 states that are very conservative and don't run by the same rules.
Well, we started off as essentially that sort of format where it was a confederation of states. It really wasn't a unified thing. And I think there was reasons back then it didn't work. But at this point, look, Texas is a very vibrant, very effective economy.
Florida's a great economy. Great economy.
Great. Yeah. And so these states have chosen to be essentially free. And yeah, we have states that are free. We have others that are not. It'd be interesting to see what would happen with New Hampshire, because I've been up to New Hampshire over the COVID thing, and they're like a little island of mostly sanity. And they're surrounded by other blue states where they're essentially insane. And, you know, I'm a big Second Amendment guy. I could walk around, as I wanted. And I don't brandish a firearm, but I'm a retired intelligence officer. I've had guns in my life as a tool since I was essentially 18 years old. So the idea that you're putting forth, I think, has, if not legal merit, practical merit, by the fact that I think when you have, I believe, more than 75 million people voting for President Trump, I think there's some real issues regarding how do we move forward in such a way that we maintain, for those people who want it, a strong Bill of Rights which protect their freedoms versus others who simply are all in on what I would have to say is propaganda. They've somehow bought off on this idea that racism is rampant, which I don't believe it is, that somehow locking people in their homes is going to solve COVID, which it does not. Most transmission is from home. And I like the way you opened this segment here. Well, look, I'm a big believer in physical fitness. Instead of the CDC working to encourage people to be physically fit, to do those things that would make them healthy and resistant to COVID, they lock them in and right. Make them essentially couch potatoes. It's completely opposite of good order and discipline regarding dealing with an outbreak.
Hey, so Tony, how about closing gyms? How about saying you can't go to the gym?
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's insane.
Right.
Yeah.
It's all nuts.
Yeah. So I think we have to look at the states who actually survived and did well and support their citizens versus those states who really, like California, are literally killing businesses to the point of where you're going to have people living on the street. It's horrible.
Well, and listen, we agree that California, because of the lockdowns and the shutdown of businesses, especially restaurants, they're putting everyone into bankruptcy, everybody out of business. But at least you go, okay, I don't agree that if you put everyone out of business, it's okay, but they don't have COVID anymore. But how about when you put everyone out of business and they have more COVID than the rest of the country? So how did that work? You're broke and you've got the most COVID in the country. They didn't even accomplish. I would disagree. You know, I would say, no, you're not allowed to shut everyone's restaurant just to lower COVID. You have no right to do that. We have rights. But they didn't even lower COVID. They raised COVID, right? Crazy. What a country we live in at this point, run by Joe Biden, who seems to have dementia and seems to be one of the most corrupt human beings that ever lived and appears to be owned by China. And that's the guy that supposedly 81 million people voted for, even though there wasn't 20 people at any event anywhere in the country for Joe Biden. So it's just all, you couldn't sell it to Hollywood. It's so ridiculous. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the London Center for Policy Research. Colonel, we enjoyed having you on. You will be a regular guest. I promise you that. Great to have you.
Wayne, thanks for having me. Great discussion. Thanks for having me.
All right. Wayne Ellerroot, the warrior. We shall return. The Root's on fire. Hour number three up next. My website, rootforamerica.com. And you can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. Wayneroot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.